The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Well, now it's time to join Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Ann & Tara, the Marker in Dublin, and at Forbes Street Restaurant Within, co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the podcast Dishing It Out. And you're dishing it out to the school goer this week.
Yeah, and I kind of think it's a funny time as a parent when kids are going back to school, because you're worried about, they've just had the whole summer where you could keep an eye on what they were eating, and I just think then the school lunchbox comes around and there's a bit of pressure on what to put in there, and people are really trying to make sure everything is really healthy, and which I think is a good idea, but I also think we need to remember that our kids are so active that don't be afraid to get things in there that that have good calories in them, yeah, and it's going to fuel them for the day, right? So I'm taking the sweet approach. Maybe in the coming weeks we might do something a little bit savoury, but the first one I'm going to give you is a multi-seed flapjack. So this is basically a flapjack with just loads of really nice things in it too.
Okay, now you're calling this the All Black flapjack.
I am, yeah, because
and it's not black.
No, it's not. I actually made this for the All Blacks a couple of years ago when they stayed in the hotel. Anytime, as you know, Pat, all the sports teams stay with us all the time, and they'll always send a chef, but they'll always say, oh, if there's a banana bread recipe or a flapjack recipe or whatever, will you make this recipe, but also will you make your own one? And I made this one and it was a big hit. So I'll give you the ingredients first. For the dry ingredients, you need 120 grams of plain flour, 340 grams of rolled oats, 150 grams of brown sugar, and then 2 tablespoons of sesame seeds, pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds.
That's the dry stuff.
Yeah. If you don't like any of those seeds, obviously admit them. It doesn't really make a difference. And then for the wet part, you need 220 grams of good Irish butter, 2 tablespoons of maple syrup, 2 good tablespoons of cashew butter or peanut butter or whichever, mm-hmm, almond butter, whatever, and then a half tablespoon of vanilla and a pinch of salt. It couldn't be easier. You just need a small little tray, an 8-inch by 10-inch tray, like a little brownie tray. Preheat the oven to 180 degrees, weigh out the dry ingredients into a bowl, put all the wet ingredients into a small little pot onto a medium heat, let it all melt and come together, and then you just pour the wet in on top of the dry, mix it all together. It kind of looks like a wet, kind of sandy porridge, mm-hmm, mix. Press that into the tin, bang it into the oven, 20 to 25 minutes, and what you're left with is this lovely little crisp flapjack. Cut it into squares, wrap them up in a bit of parchment paper. They last in the press for 3 or 4 days. They don't normally in my
dead easy.
They're really easy, and they're lovely. And you know, if kids and like, in the afternoon or the morning break or whatever, they just want to grab something quick for a snack, I think that's a good one.
Now, kids love bananas. Kids also love banana bread.
Yeah, and I think it's just like when we all have bananas that go a little bit funny in colour in that, and that's actually when you want to use them for, because the sugar is nice and high in them, so it'll make it a little bit sweeter. So banana bread, I'm sure I've shared this recipe with you before, but we'll do it again. 100 grams of soft butter, 175 grams of caster sugar this time, 2 large eggs, 2 good large ripe bananas, if they're a bit smaller, use 3, tablespoon of vanilla, 225 grams of plain flour, 2 teaspoons of baking powder, and a couple of tablespoons of milk. That's just to loosen it up. Preheat the oven 180 degrees, lie in a 2-pound loaf tin with a little bit of parchment paper, then place the ripe bananas into a bowl, mash them up. Now you add in the butter and the sugar and you whisk that till it's all combined. Then in goes with the vanilla and the eggs. So that's basically all the wet ingredients. And now all you do is just fold in the flour and the baking powder. I like to sift them together. And then a trick when you're making banana bread or lemon bread or any of those type of things, you just want to fold it till you can't see the flour anymore. It's not like making bread.
You don't beat it up.
You don't beat it, because what you do then is you release the gluten and they kind of become a bit spongy and not great. Then all you do is spoon it into the tin, pop it into a preheated oven for 40 to 50 minutes until it's risen nice and golden. Use a skewer into the middle of it, comes out clean. It's perfectly cooked. And again, this is a brilliant one for if you wanted to double that recipe or triple that recipe. It freezes really well. It toasts really well. They normally don't last.
Do you know what I do? Sometimes put cranberries through it.
Oh, yum.
Or raisins.
Yeah, exactly.
And pecan nuts.
Oh, lovely. Beautiful.
Add a little, exactly, you know, a little variety to it.
But again, if you're going after the kids, if your kids really like peanuts or they like cashews or cranberries, throw them in there. Like it's trying to get what I've learned about dealing with sports teams, and the reason why I'm referring to that with kids is they need more calories than you may think, because they're walking to school, they're running around the yard, a lot of them are playing sports after school. If your child is going to sports straight after school, slice of banana bread and a flapjack will be just what they need before they start trying.
Now, the final one is it's a bit posher.
It's a little bit posher.
I mean, you have done these mini little carrot and walnut cakes, but you can do a big slab as well.
You can. You can make this in a loaf. I've done it in a little fancy muffin case there, but this is a carrot and walnut cake. So sometimes kids, it's tricky to get a bit of veg into their diet. Maybe you can try and sneak some carrots into them this way. So 225 grams of self-raising flour this time, couple of eggs, 125 grams of brown sugar, 125 mils of sunflower or vegetable oil. That's what keeps this cake nice and soft. A teaspoon of allspice, half a teaspoon of ginger, half a teaspoon of cinnamon, two small apples that I want you to just grate, 200 grams of carrot, same thing, grate them up, zest in the juice of an orange, 60 grams of sultanas or raisins, 50 grams of walnuts, and 50 grams of ground almond. Again, preheat your oven to 180 degrees. Grease and flour, a springform tin or a little loaf tin. I spoon the mix into little muffin cases like you're seeing there. And then what you do is you beat the eggs until they're light and fluffy. Then add in the sugar and the oil. Keep going, keep beating until it all comes together. Then sift in the flour, the spices, and fold that through. And then you put in the grated apple, the carrots, the zest, the juice, the sultanas and all the nuts and almonds. Fold it all together, pop it into the tin, preheat the oven, as I said, 30 to 35 minutes. Same thing until it comes out clean. Then after you've left it for 5 minutes, take it out of the tin, let it completely cool. I put a little cream cheese frosting on that, which is basically just a bit of Philadelphia lemon juice, touch of sugar and some chopped walnuts. Really delicious. These things freeze brilliantly as well, and they're lovely in the morning if you toast them.
And baking is pure chemistry. So if you follow the instructions, it'll come out right.
It'll be a winner, exactly. Just follow them. And sometimes, like, if the recipe says 25 to 30 minutes and you stick the skewer in and it comes out and it's still, like, there's still cake on it, there's no need to panic. But you look at the top of the cake and it might be a little bit dark. Lower the temperature down in the oven, or even put a piece of tin foil across the top of the cake
to stop it burning.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Stick it in for another 5 minutes, because all ovens behave slightly differently.
Yeah.
You know, and especially if it's fan or non-fan or whatever. Not generally, if it's non-fan, you need to higher the temperature a little bit. But it's all about trial and error. I mean, even if the cake is slightly undercooked, still be delicious.
All right, so the school lunch boxes are going to be enlightened
packed
by
with
these.
Goodness, exactly.
Packed with goodness and calories too. Gareth Mullins, Executive Chef at Ann and Tara the Marker, thank you very much.
Thanks, Pat.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.